The editor-in-chief of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, has criticized the government's approach to the Libyan crisis. He said the current administration is not leading a pan-Africanist crusade against Western intervention in Libya, as Dr. Kwame Nkrumah would have done. He also accused countries that are recognizing Libyan rebels of being remote-controlled by the U.S. as the U.N. looks on unconcerned.
This is a unipolar world, and what the United States decides to do has a certain bandwagon effect. They did the same thing in La Côte d'Ivoire, and now anarchy reigns in La Côte d'Ivoire. Persons who are not part of Bagbo's party and tribe are being slaughtered on a daily basis. That's exactly what they're doing in Libya. The Western powers, NATO and others, decided that Gaddafi must go, and they're creating the bandwagon effect. There's nothing surprising about it.
What is the implication for Colonel Gaddafi?
Well, the AU has said very clearly that it's opposed to Western intervention or NATO intervention in Libya. The Arab League has opposed the NATO attacks on Libya and so on. Many Latin American countries have also expressed the same view. The Russians and the Chinese have said that the NATO action in Libya is completely illegal. I support that viewpoint. Whatever it is clear that the Western powers have overwhelming force. And sooner than later, it is even possible that they would assassinate Brother Gaddafi. If they assassinate Brother Gaddafi, that will still resolve the problems that confront the Libyan people. The problems that confront the Libyan people have to do with the equitable distribution of the wealth of Libya. And that will not go away whether Gaddafi stays or leaves.
What do you think should be the role of the UN in all this?
Unfortunately, the UN has ceased to be a neutral arbiter in world affairs. The UN has become a surrogate organization for the West. It does what the West wants. That's unfortunately what the UN has become.
The government of Ghana, do you think it is playing any role?
Certainly not a vigorous role. Certainly not the kind of pan-Africanist role that Osadifo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah would have played. Our government is too laid back when it comes to the question of Libya, and I'm not happy with that.
The firebrand social commentator also dismissed America's concerns about China's growing presence in Africa. He said America cannot simply beat China to the competition for Africa's wealth.
China is offering better terms of trade than the U.S. has ever done. China is participating in the development of Africa in ways which cut out the Western countries and so on. And they're all very worried about the fact that Chinese involvement would stop them from having cheap access to our mineral wealth, especially oil. That is the concern of the United States of America.
Is the U.S. not justified?
It is clearly not justified. You know, Western assistance has come with all kinds of conditions. And we're told, for example, to go to the World Bank and the IMF. And under the arrangements we've reached with these organizations, we've had to cut down our expenses on the social sector. We've had to withdraw subsidies on agriculture, education, and health. We've had to dismiss persons in the public service and privatize enterprise, deepening the poverty of the African people. The Chinese, on the other hand, are not insisting on these conditions. The Chinese are saying that Africa can develop on the basis of its own commitment and its own principles. That's why the Americans are worried.
But we can still say that China is also not investing in Africa for being a good Samaritan. It's also interested in our wealth.
Well, it's a matter of exchange, and it's a matter of whether the exchange is fair or it's unfair. China is interested in Africa's oil resources, is interested in Africa's gold, is interested in Africa's manganese, and so on. But what is China offering, and what is the United States offering? From all indications, Chinese offers are much, much better than what the United States is doing. The U.S. seeks to recolonize Africa. China seeks to cooperate with newly emerging nations in Africa. That's the difference.
Editor-in-chief of Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt. Meanwhile, an international relations expert and MP for WA Central, Rashid Pelpool, says President Gaddafi is gradually losing the battle in Libya. He said the increasing recognition of the opposition shows how unpopular Colonel Gaddafi is becoming in the eyes of the international community. Alhaji Pelpool, who is also the deputy majority leader in parliament, told Radio Ghana that the fact that Liberia and Senegal have recognized the Libyan opposition does not necessarily mean the two countries are betraying the AU. He spoke to George Asikri.
The situation in Libya is deteriorating by the day. Gaddafi is losing influence and power. Every single day he engages the rebels, and every single day the world community observes what is happening and have to take a decision to go either way. I have seen more people supporting the rebels than support Gaddafi. I've seen more people losing confidence in his leadership than have confidence in his leadership. That is a big, big, big problem for Gaddafi.
Talking about Africa, Liberia has decided to cut its diplomatic relations with Libya, and Liberia is a founding member of EU. Is that not a betrayal?
Not just a question about being a betrayal. It is a question about whether Gaddafi is convincing everybody enough that this country called Libya, it can still be the Libya we all know, and then the people of Libya can still be safe in its hands.
Well, apart from Gaddafi's problem, is it also possible that maybe the West are trying to influence some African countries because of their interest in Libya?
In whatever way you see it, just take note that interest, as you define it, is a technical word in international relations. Whenever the interest of a nation comes into play, either a nation or a collection of a nation or collection of nations, it tells that in relating with people, in relating with other nations, the nation would want to benefit the most. If NATO is relating with Gaddafi, in that relationship, Gaddafi would want to gain the most and NATO would want to gain the most. But in this relation, there's an offensive relation between NATO and Libya. In this context, the regime of Gaddafi. And so interest defines all our actions. They motivate the action. And if NATO thinks that in that relationship they will gain more by taking Gaddafi out of the place, you will see them motivated to act more. And under the guise of protecting human rights and protecting democratic insurgency going on there and ensuring that Gaddafi no longer holds on to power after 40 years. So it is not a question of the underlying issue about somebody having an interest in getting Gaddafi out. It is more because of the inner satisfaction they will get in the long term.
I was international relations expert Rashid Pelpool talking to George Asikri.